Hi, and welcome to another edition of Right On Rangers Live, coming at you in the ninth inning of a 2-2 tie ball game with the Oakland Athletics. Buckle up, hold on to your hats. We have got an interesting finish ahead of us. Jose Leclerc right now battling out there. The A's are sure making this dude work today. Looks like 17 pitches already in the inning. Lawrence Butler just singled on a line drive to Adolis Garcia right after a mound visit. So we have got runner on first right now, one out with the dangerous Brent Rooker up to bat. Rooker 3-for-4 today, and he has been torching the Rangers so far in this series. He has had a very nice series against Texas. Pickoff to first base here. Again, Leclerc, 16 pitches already in the inning. He did get Jacob Wilson to strike out. That was a 9-pitch at bat to lead off this ninth. Never a doubt with Jose Leclerc, as we like to say. Never a doubt. Ball one on a slider outside. I'll bring y'all play-by-play as we go here. Rally caps on, indeed. Baseball Network, what's up? Thank you so much for tuning in. Appreciate you. Natalie, couldn't agree more. Langford always getting that terrible outside called strike three. It drives me nuts. I mean, what are you going to do? I'm sure the Rangers are sending a lot of video to the league. Right, come on. We got to stop calling the pitch that 6 inches off the plate against Langford for a strike, but it is what it is. So right now, 2-0 count to Brent Rooker. I'd imagine they're going to be pretty careful with Rooker here, if I had to guess. Rooker 3-for-4 on the day. Does have an RBI as well. I believe with Rooker, it's 3 singles. Don't think he has sent anything into the gaps or anything for extra base hits. 3 singles on the day for Rooker. But we'll see if Jose Leclerc can tightrope his way out of this one and get the game to extra innings. So right now, we just had a swing and strike. Nice sinker ball low and inside there to Rooker. So 2-1 count. But looks like Rooker is going to be reaching here. Again, we're in the top of the ninth inning. We've got now runners on first and third. Ground ball to center field. Rooker with 4 hits on the day. And now we have first and third with 1 out. Going to need a strikeout or a double play ball here. Strikeout or double play has to be one of those two options. So Leclerc, I think this was an interesting move. The fact that Leclerc is in the game tells me that Yates is a little bit tired and kind of maybe a little bit lagging out there right now. I don't know. I know he was warming up in the bullpen. Look, a common strategy is if you're at home and it's a tie game, you throw the closer. I can only surmise, though, based on the fact that Leclerc is in this game right now, that Yates is probably fatigued. They want to use him only if there is a lead in this game. Otherwise, common strategy here is you throw the closer in the top of the ninth with the tie game at home. So I don't love the move to have Leclerc in this spot. I would have much rather, hey, you throw Yates in the ninth and you go ahead and take your chances in extra innings with whoever else is left out there. But that's just me. I don't get paid the big bucks. Bruce Bochy does, obviously, here. Let's see if we can get out of it. Ground ball on a sinker inside. Could this be 2? Yes, indeed. Let's go. Double play, and LeClutch gets out of it in the ninth inning. That'll work. That'll do. Never a doubt. Jose Leclerc, my goodness. Double play ball. Josh Young flips it over to Simi. Simi gets Langoliers out at first, and Jose LeClutch gets it done once again. Inning ending double play. Did you ever doubt that that was going to happen? Come on now. You can't doubt Jose Leclerc. Don't doubt the man. It's always interesting. Put a tent on the circus for Jose Leclerc, please. Oh, my gosh. Bottom of the ninth inning. Here we come. And Rangers looks like you're going to have the bottom of the order up. Josh Young, of course, struck out to end the bottom of the eighth. So Carson Kelly, Foscue. Looks like Nate Lowe actually is in the game for Foscue. So it's Kelly, Nate Lowe, Leody Taveras in the bottom of the ninth inning, if anybody reaches Marcus Semien. So at minimum, we're playing extra innings. At best, we're getting a walk-off. How about that? So Leclerc is able to get the job done. I didn't love the move, but it worked out for Bruce Bochy and company. Very, very dicey there with runners on first and third with Shea Langeliers, Rangers killer Shea Langeliers up to bat. And the Rangers are able to get it done, able to get that ground ball with that sinker pitch. And we have got a game that could potentially end in yet another walk-off if the Rangers are able to get something going in the bottom of the ninth. Let me check TikTok out here. I think I'm caught up on everything else. So let me check things out here. Favorite Ranger of all time, probably Josh Hamilton. I got to go Josh Hamilton for favorite Ranger of all time. Sorry for the motion sickness while I check out my phone here, TikTok. Let me see. Anything else that I missed? On Texas Moneyline, did in-game Oakland plus 1.5. Yeah, right now that bet's looking great. Texas Moneyline, Oakland plus 1.5. The only thing that's going to kill you is a home run with a runner on base here. So nice bet and well played in game too. Okay, I think we're good on TikTok comments. Keep them coming. You got anything you want to share? You got anything you want to throw out there for the chat? A question you want to ask me? Anything Rangers? Put it in. I'll get to it eventually. Right now, 1-1 count to Carson Kelly. Nice slider on the outside corner there from Mason Miller. This is going to be a tough one. Carson Kelly looks like pops out to the shortstop. A very familiar play-by-play call for the Rangers hitters as a whole. Pop out to an infielder. Classic Rangers call there. So we have got one out. This is going to be a tough inning for the Rangers with Mason Miller. You kind of wonder if Miller is going to go in the bottom of the 10th as well here. So all along, perhaps the play was give Miller the next two innings if he's able to get out of it. Of course, bottom of the order here. Tough, tough job. Nate Lowe looks like he's going to foul off the 101-mile-an-hour fastball. I was waiting on the reading on the clock there. 101-mile-an-hour fastball. Nate Lowe, 0-1 here. Now, this is going to be a tough job. Nate Lowe looks like he's going to ground out to first base here. He did well to pull that ball, but the Rangers quickly with two outs against one of the best closers in the game, Mason Miller. Of course, Miller's stats on the year, he has a 2.05 ERA. Mason Miller, a total of 52 innings pitched with 86 strikeouts. Yeah, this guy's good. So we've got ball one here. Looks like it could have been a strike, but ball one to Leody Taveras. If Leody is able to reach, we would see Marcus Semien and Corey Seager. Look, I'd like to see the lineup get turned over here, but I honestly wouldn't mind seeing Semi lead off the bottom of the 10th and then Corey Seager immediately after. Wouldn't mind seeing that at all. The chances are pretty high they're going to end up walking Corey Seager, if I had to guess, in the bottom of the 10th inning. Depends on the situation, right? It's a 2-1 count, by the way. Slider on the inside, way inside there to Leody. So Leody in a favorable count. Perhaps he can time up the fastball. Not easy to do against Mason Miller. But we are going to see if Leody can play hero once again. Leody, first walk-off of his career. And he's going to get a single here on a little fly ball to the center field. J.J. Blade kind of serves it out there, Leody does. So we have a runner on base for Marcus Semien right now. If Semien were able to reach, it would be Corey Seager coming up next. So let's see what happens here, y'all. But Leody reaching, making Mason Miller work a little bit. You got to love it. You got to love it. So it's Marcus Semien 0-for-3 on the day. Marcus Semien not in a great way of late. Semien batting 111 in his last seven games. And it looks like he's going to swing first pitch here. And that should do it for the bottom of the ninth inning. He grounds out to shortstop. Shortstop Jacob Wilson will flip it on over to second. And looks like Corey Seager will be leading off the bottom of the 10th. I'd be shocked if they pitch to him. So it's unfortunate the Rangers are not able to get it done here in the bottom of the ninth inning. We'll see if Leclerc is out there for multiple innings. I don't know. I looked away for a second, didn't notice if they cut to anybody warming up in the pen or anything like that or coming out of the pen. So we'll see if they go Leclerc multiple innings or if they're going to go Kirby Yates here in the top half of the 10th. So in the top half of the 10th, they will have Blade, Cameron, and Brown up. Blade is just fresh into the game. Cameron 1-for-4 with 2 strikeouts, batting 191 on the season. And Brown, the left fielder, now playing first base, 1-for-3 with a walk on the day. Looks like we're going to have Matt Festa here. So they are really hell-bent on not throwing Yates unless he has a lead. So that's the strategy today. We're going to see if it works out. We'll see if it works out here. But I am feeling a little bit shaky about the chances. Festa has had his moments this year with the Rangers. And if we look at his numbers over his last several appearances, Festa gave up a run against Cleveland on the 25th of last month. One inning pitched, one hit, one run, one strikeout. Did throw a scoreless inning against the White Sox. Went 2 2/3 against Minnesota about 2 weeks ago. So not the freshest, I would say sharpest guy you want coming out of the bullpen here in terms of having a lot of appearances, but maybe Festa able to work some magic here. We will see. But let's get to the play-by-play here. So Langoliers is going to start the inning at second base. I don't know if Festa has pitched in an extra inning game. I know he pitched in a ninth inning and was super, super clutch for us in that ninth inning. Not sure if Festa has appeared in extras. We're going to get a strike pretty much right down the pipe, maybe a little bit low, but Festa pretty much grooving that strike one. And we are going to see the batter Blade just take that one right down the middle. So let's see if Festa able to get an out here. Pitch number 2 is another fastball, 94 miles an hour, way inside, but Blade going to foul this one off. Would have easily been ball one, but Blade swinging away, trying to get that run over to third base. So Festa in a favorable count here. This one should not be close. You're going for the strikeout pitch on something nasty here. We should not see this next pitch be anywhere hittable if it's me. You're trying to get a strikeout here and keep that runner at second base. Again, drop anything in the comments. If you guys want to add anything in, I'll be checking them constantly. Although I will absolutely will be going through here and there as we go. Now, right now, we've got a big strikeout here. Excellent. Huge, huge strikeout. And so we have runner on second base with one down. So good stuff. Let me keep going here. Up next is going to be, looks like, Cameron, who, like I said, is 1-for-4 on the day, strike one. And we are going to have a foul ball. Fastball on the outside corner. Give me just 1 second here, y'all. All right. Next up, strike two on a sweeper. That sweeper was pretty much hung. So I'm going to go Cameron just missed that one. I don't know if he wasn't expecting it, but that sweeper was pretty much hung right down the middle. Pretty much hung right down the middle there. I think Cameron is going to wish he had that one back. Festa lucky to get away. So another 0-2, and Festa is going to pump this one high above the zone. Not particularly close. So 1-2 count here upcoming. We'll start doing a little bit of the in-game breakdown with you guys here in just a little bit. Maybe I'll try and do that between half innings. We'll see if the Rangers can force this one to the bottom of the 10th without giving up the lead here. Middle out pitch, fastball, and looks like Cameron is going to foul this one off. So still 1-2. Again, Cameron 1-for-4 on the day, has a single. And Festa trying to get the Rangers to the bottom of the 10th with a tie ball game. Rangers have been really good in extra innings. Really good in extra innings, as we see ball two. Similar pitch to ball number one, kind of a high inside pitch. I think the Rangers are something like 8-2. I want to say 8-2 with the bases, with the bases at second, with extra innings. Excuse me, can't figure out what I'm trying to say. Extra innings, I want to say Rangers are 8-2. Looks like they're getting a strikeout here as well. Daz Cameron striking out on a foul tip. So Matt Festa, my goodness, coming in and getting 2 strikeouts right away. Let's go. Festa, 2 Ks right away. We'll take that. And now we've got Brown coming up, hitting 235 on the day. Has gotten on base a couple of times today, a single and then a walk. So can Festa make something happen here? Looks like this is going to be trouble, though, y'all. Oh, my goodness. Looks like a ball into the corner. And First pitch, just like that, the A's are going to take the lead. Looks like Brown is going to get a triple there. Interesting decision. I know you got Gelof coming up who has two hits on the day. So it's like, do you want to walk Brown in that spot so you can get, I believe, a righty-righty matchup? Gelof right-handed, Brown lefty. They must have liked their chances there. Looks like ground ball to right field. They say the official score is still pending on that one, but Langeliers is going to score. And now we've got Gelof up to bat here. Shoot, I don't know. That's a tough one. I don't know if I'm going to be pitching to Brown in that spot or not. I don't know what Festa's splits are with righty on righty. You had the base open there. Do you want to pitch to Gelof? Go righty-righty. He had struck out twice today, but he did have two hits, did have a double and a single. So the Rangers do surrender the lead here. They do obviously have a pretty good chance with the top of the order coming up. Would be huge, though, to get out of this one without giving up another run. So Festa in a 1-2 count right now against Gelof. Let's see if he can get out of this one and get the Rangers to the bottom of the 10th with a chance to tie the game. Looks like a sweeper on the inside is going to get served for yet another run. Ah, my goodness. This one is getting ugly. Getting ugly, y'all. 4-2 ball game. Gelof doubles again. Ground ball down the left field line. And we have got a runner now on second base. Maybe a run getting to, maybe a runner on third now. A double, is that in advance on the throw? I don't know. But we've got a 4-2 ball game now. Gelof with the double. And now on second base. Swing and strike here to start out Schumann's at bat, but Rangers now down two runs. That's really unfortunate. Really unfortunate after two huge strikeouts by Festa, two huge Ks, and you've got two back-to-back big hits by the Athletics. Just not ideal. Not ideal. So we'll see what happens. Festa is going to get left out to dry, though. I think they're just going to go ahead and live and die. Just in that at bat with Gelof, just my two cents, you have a 1-2 count, right? It's a 1-2 count, and you're throwing sweeper middle in. Just not what I personally would love to see there. Don't know if that's what they were trying to do. But Gelof, middle in sweeper with a 1-2 count can't be what they're trying to throw there. Trey, what's up? Rangers bullpen sold. Yeah, at least Festa's selling right now. I have no idea what you're trying to do with a sweeper middle in. I think the pitch has to be either high fastball or you're trying to throw that sweeper on the outside. Sweeper middle in there. Hung sweeper. Just terrible pitch there by Festa in a 1-2 count. Yeah, I mean, you got the advantage there. I don't understand trying to throw the sweeper middle in. Looks like Rangers are going to get out of this one, though. Schumann grounds out. Seager flips it over to Nate Lowe, and we head to the bottom of the 10th with the Rangers down two. Corey Seager will lead off. I'm interested to see how they're going to play this. So you might see an intentional walk of Corey here. You might see them go ahead and pitch to him, which I would love. Seager with an opportunity to tie the game, that would be phenomenal. But I really, really feel like Festa's got to be kicking himself with how he handled Seth Brown and with how he handled Gelof. The fastball middle end to Brown to start off the at-bat. Look, with the righty on lefty there, you've got to be careful with Brown. He already had a hit on the day and a walk. Do you walk Brown in that spot to try and get to Gelof, the righty-righty matchup? I think that's going to be debated. But if you are going to pitch to Brown in that spot, I don't think you can throw him fastball middle in on pitch number one. I don't know if it gets any easier. Fastball middle in for Gelof, for Brown. And then with a 1-2 count, you throw the sweeper middle in a 1-2 count to Gelof, and he smacks it down the third baseline for a double. Just not great. Not great. So we'll see what they do with Corey Seager here. I am very, very curious. Corey Seager coming up 2-for-4 on the day. So a nice day at the plate. He's got two doubles. he's been hitting it pretty well. We'll see if we can get Siegs delivering either an RBI or perhaps a game-tying home run. Marcus Semien out at second base. Mason Miller looks like he's going to go out there to close this one out in the bottom of the 10th. Look, Mason Miller is not untouchable. He has given up some homers this year. He has blown some saves this year. He's been pretty good against the Rangers, that being said. But we'll see what Corey Seager in the top of the order here can do. We got Seager, we got Smith, and we got Dolley. He starts off Seager with a slider high. So they're going to pitch to Corey here. Maybe going to see if they can get Corey to nibble a little bit, knowing how aggressive he is. So they're not walking him. Siegs looks like going to be swinging here at ball number two, strike one on a pitch high and outside. So it's a 1-1 count now to Siegs. That was a 101-mile-an-hour fastball. Seager's going to take ball two here on another fastball high and outside. The plan so far appears to be see if you can get Seager to nibble on something. And they got him on pitch number two. We'll see if they can get him again. They come in on the zone here, and Seager fouls this one off. Another 101-mile-an-hour fastball. So Seager in a 2-2 count now. Really imperative Seager at least gets that runner over to third base, put a little bit of pressure on Miller. But we need a base hit right now. We got to keep this train moving. So 2-2 count upcoming. Tried to get Seager on a slider on the inside, and Seager passes it up. So full count now to Siegs. Semien on second base. Rangers down two runs in the bottom of the 10th inning with the heart of the order coming up. Seager fouls off a slider that was pretty much right down the pipe, maybe a little bit low. This is a pitch you would love to see Corey Seager deposit into the seats, but it's hard when you're going up against Mason Miller. It just is. You've got to protect against that crazy, crazy fastball. And it looks like Seager is going to be had on that fastball. Not a strike. It was ball four. Seager's going to strike out swinging here. That was not a particularly close pitch. Corey Seager goes down swinging. Josh Smith will come up with one out and a runner on second base. Semien still out there. Real unfortunate from Corey. Looked like they really were trying to get him to swing at junk, and they accomplished that, no doubt. Josh Smith swinging first pitch at a fastball. Middle in here, and looks like it's going to be a fly out center field. And we will have now Garcia coming up with two outs. Last hope for the Rangers here. Semien still out there at second base. We'll see if Dolley has a little magic left in him. He's actually got two doubles on the day as well. So both Siegs and Dolley with multiple doubles on the day. Seager not able to come through in the bottom of the 10th inning. Dolley's going to take a 102-mile-an-hour fastball high and inside for ball one. Adolis, man, this would be nice if we could get something in the seats here. If he can square something up, it's not going to take much to get that ball going all the way out of the stadium. Called strike for strike one on a slider that looked pretty. Again, I just think it's really, really tough with Miller. You're trying to protect against that fastball, and you're letting sliders pass you by that are meaty. The slider that got called for strike one was middle in, could have easily been deposited into the seats, but it's hard. You're trying to protect against 102. Dolley's going to take a timeout here as he swings at strike two. A nasty slider there on the outside corner. That's not the one you wanted to be swinging at. You wanted to swing at that second pitch, the first slider that was hanging over the plate. So Dolley down to a 1-2 count. Rangers down to their final strike here. Dolley's going to take ball two on a fastball at 104 miles an hour, high and inside once again. So 2-2 count for Dolley coming up. Good timeout there from Adolis. You see him do that a lot when he swings and misses for the first time or when he gets down to two strikes. Last hope for the Rangers here. We will see if Dolley can come through. Rangers down two runs. Looks like Dolley is going to serve a line drive to center field to get the game-tying run at first base. We'll have Semien coming around to score here. And Rangers now trail 4-3. We've got a chance, y'all. It's not over yet. And Wyatt Langford is going to come up to the plate. We're going to see Travis Jankowski come on here to replace Adolis Garcia as a pinch runner. Are we potentially going to see a steal attempt here? Travis Jankowski entering the game. Looks like on the season, he's got 9 stolen bases. They're going to do a mound visit here, and we're going to have, again, Wyatt Langford coming up to the plate here. Looks like on the year, Jankowski is 9-for-10 with stolen bases. I think that would be a wise move to see if you can get him over. It's hard, though, throwing 103 Mason Miller is. I mean, that ball is getting to the plate quickly. But I feel like you have got to pick a spot here to potentially try and get Jankowski to second base. I know it's not going to be easy. I know Wyatt Langford has had his moments this year with the walk-offs, but you feel like they've got to find some way to get Travis Jankowski over to second here, whether they pick their spot on maybe a slider. Wyatt, by the way, in a 1-1 count right now. He fouled off the first pitch, which was a fastball right down the middle. He's going to take ball 2, 102-mile-an-hour fastball outside. So can Wyatt Langford be a late-inning walk-off hero once again here? He would have to really get a hold of one. I would settle for a ball in the gap to drive in Jankowski here. They are doing some pickoff attempts, keeping Jankowski close in a 1-1 count here. Travis, again, 9-for-10 in stolen bases on the year. Wyatt is going to offer here at a fastball that probably would have been ball 2, 101-mile-an-hour fastball inside. He's going to foul that one off. So Rangers once again down to the final strike here. And can Wyatt deliver some late-inning magic once again? You'd love to see it here from the rookie. Going to be tough in a 1-2 count against Mason Miller. Jankowski, are they going to maybe put him in motion here? Jankowski does successfully steal second base. Perfect pitch. That was a great call by the Rangers coaching staff there. So Miller throws the slider to try and put Langford away. It was not a good slider, not close. So we've got the game-tying run on second base here. Great job by Langford, not offering at the slider outside. Again, it wasn't close. Perfect pitch to steal on. Now you've got the game-tying run at second base. So Wyatt in a 2-2 count now. Can he deliver with Janko out on second? Anything to the outfield, Jankowski, you got to think is scoring. He's going at the crack of the bat. Outside fastball here, really painted well on the outside corner. Wyatt does well to foul it off. So again, 2-2 count here. Rangers down to their last strike with the rookie Wyatt Langford up to bat. Can we see a little magic here? Another foul ball on a pitch, what I would say, middle out, 103 miles an hour. So Wyatt is hanging tough. Quality at bat right here, 6 pitches, 7th pitch incoming. Mason Miller works pretty quick. He just gets right back up on that mound, ready to throw again. We are definitely seeing him work. Ball 3, now slider, tried to get Wyatt on the 90-mile-an-hour slider. A little bit closer than that pitch that Jankowski stole on, but it is now a 3-2 count. Great AB, whether it goes the Rangers' way or not. Great at bat from Wyatt Langford. And he's going to take ball 4 here on another slider that, again, wasn't particularly close. They're going to take their chances with Josh Young. And I think that's actually probably the right move. And I'm not trying to dog or hate on Josh Young here, but Josh Young has struggled today. And Wyatt Langford, he darn near missed a home run in what was it, the bottom of the 8th inning. So Wyatt today, 1-for-3 with 2 walks. He's been seeing the ball well. So I'm not shocked that they really were being pretty careful. They were being pretty careful with Wyatt there. And they're going to see if Josh Young can potentially tie this game or win it with a ball in the gap. If Josh Young gets one to the fence, I can't imagine they're not going to send Wyatt Langford here. So let's see what Josh can do. They're going to do a little mound visit here, talk about this one. But I got to think they feel pretty good with Josh Young, who struggled today. He does have a base hit on the day, but looked pretty ugly in his last 2 at-bats, I would say. I believe his last 2 Josh Youngs were strikeouts. So let's see what we got going on here. Josh Young, of course, came up with the bases loaded earlier in the game. Could not come through. In the bottom of the 6th, he was called out on strikes. And then as well in the bottom of the 8th, he struck out swinging. So 2 back-to-back strikeouts for Josh Young in his last 2 appearances. Let's see if he can connect, though. I think you could say he's due. So ball 1 here, but quickly followed up with a swinging strike on a fastball that was not particularly close. This is something I've been seeing with Josh Jung of late and today, just not swinging at good pitches here. So Josh Jung passes up ball two, strikes, swings at strike one, and now it's a 1-1 count. Looks like we're going to get pitch three incoming here. Let's see if Josh Jung can buck the trend here and score a run here for the Rangers, get a clutch RBI. Pitch three incoming. Josh Jung, are you kidding me? Josh Jung, home run to right field, baby. The Rangers are going to walk this one off. Josh Jung, let's go. Josh Jung with the home run to win it for the Rangers. And the Rangers are going to win their second series in a row. Let's go. Josh Jung deposits that pitch into the bleachers, and we are going to have a Rangers walk-off victory for the second night in a row. Josh Jung taking the 102-mile-an-hour fastball middle out and sending it into the seats and sending home Rangers fans happy. Let's go, Rangers Nation. Rangers win this one 6-4. Cue the I Like Texas music, and let's make it two series wins in a row. What a great moment for Josh Jung, who had struggled of late. And y'all heard me talking about it. Josh Jung struck out his last two plate appearances, did not look particularly good doing it. Josh Jung wins the game for Texas today. And what a great moment for him. And you love to see the Rangers, regardless of where they're at in the standings. You love to see the Rangers finishing strong, getting wins, and now winning two series in a row. Let's go. Man, I am happy for Josh Jung. Happy for Rangers fans at the game. What an outstanding moment there. And I just could not be happier, man. Smile from ear to ear. Love wins like this. Come from behind. You give up two runs in the top of the 10th. Nobody's feeling good. Nobody is feeling good about a Rangers win after giving up two runs in the top of the 10th. Josh Jung, baby. Oh, my goodness. You love to see it. You absolutely love to see it. Josh Jung, obviously the hero of this game. Taking Mason Miller deep, that is just not an easy thing to do. Just not an easy thing to do. And I told y'all at the beginning, I think it was in the ninth inning, I got to give myself a small pat on the back here. I did say Mason Miller's given up some bombs. He's a great pitcher, but he's given up the long ball. And if you can put the bat on the ball, with him throwing as hard as he does, especially with some of our guys with some pop, that ball is going to go a long way if you can square something up. A ball that would have maybe been a pop fly or a fly out or a ball in the gap is going to turn into a bomb. And Josh Jung, sure enough, serves up the game-winning home run to the right field bleachers. And there we go. Love it. Love it. Josh Jung got to be the hero of the game. Matt Festa, whether he deserves it or not, takes the win today after giving up the lead in the top of the 10th. Chafin is going to collect a hole. David Robertson does collect a blown save, his seventh on the year, giving up that single to center field, which ended up scoring the game-tying run for the A's. But who cares? The Rangers get the win. No worries, David Robertson. We got you. It's about time we bailed out David Robertson in one of these games. He saved us so many times, locking down games late. Glad the Rangers are able to come back for both Festa's sake and Robertson's and get the win here, thanks to a Josh Jung three-run bomb to win this game for the Rangers. Huge moment with the Rangers about to go into a big, big series. Big series with the Yankees. Look, it's not that it has a lot of playoff implications, but you're playing a team that is very good. The Yankees, I consider a very good ball club. I didn't feel like the Rangers were overmatched when they went to New York last time. In fact, I feel like they probably could have taken two out of three in that series. Of course, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, always dangerous, but you want some positive momentum going into a series against a really good team. Can the Rangers play a little bit of spoiler here down the stretch? That is what I would like to see. Rangers playing a little spoiler here down the stretch. That sure would be nice. So Yankees come to town tomorrow for a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday series. Oh, good stuff today, y'all. Good stuff. I love, man, we have been here for a couple of great moments with y'all here at Ride On Rangers. So we were here for the Josh Jung walk-off against the Astros. And now we're here with y'all for, excuse me, for the Josh Smith walk-off against the Astros. And now we're here for the Josh Young walk-off against the A's to help the Rangers win the series. Two series in a row. Here we go. Let's make it three against the Yankees. Why not? Why not? Let's go through the box score and talk about some of the big names that contributed to this win. I think we got to start with Jose Urania. Let's take it a little bit off the offense for a second. Let's talk about Jose Urania. 4 2/3, one earned run. That dude just continues to deal in the middle innings. Just continues to deal. I'm so impressed with what they are getting from Jose Urania. Now, look, he had to tightrope a little bit. It was a bit of a Houdini act today for Jose. He gave up 8 hits, 1 walk, so 9 base runners in less than 5 innings pitched. Not super ideal. Jose Urania stranded quite a few runners on the base pass today. That's really all you can ask for, though. I mean, Jose just getting outs and getting out of things, so we're not going to be too picky. Urania, again, nearly pitches 5 innings, only gives up 1 earned run. You're going to take that every day. The guy just continues to deal in the middle innings and be an innings eater for the Rangers. I love it. Pennington, I thought, came out in the opener role and did well. 1 walk, 1 hit, an inning and a third. I think that's really all you can ask for from Walter Pennington, who's been a little up and down since joining the club from the Royals farm system in that trade of Mike Lorenzen. But solid outing from him today. Chafin comes in behind Urania, gives up a hit, but is able to get his 12th hold of the season. No earned runs from Chafin. We talked about Robertson, allowed a couple of hits. And the fact that the Rangers just cannot control the running game really, really makes it tough on some of these relievers late in ball games. I think that is something that they have to address, 100% have to address in the offseason. You cannot allow teams to steal this many bases off of you over the course of a series. Today, they had Geloff stealing, Butler stole a base. They did catch Brown stealing earlier on, but the Rangers at this point, it's too easy to steal off them. And so you had a situation where you give up a base hit, and then immediately, first pitch, right? Butler is stealing second base, video game style, right? Those of us that play MLB The Show, I mean, you know how it is. You got a guy with 100 speed, you're stealing him first pitch. It doesn't even matter what the first pitch is. Doesn't even matter if the pitcher is slide-stepping. And that's kind of how it is right now for the Rangers controlling the running game, something they have to address. So, in my opinion, a little bit of that is on David Robertson, 100%. But at the same time, I don't think that the Rangers, by and large, as a unit, have fared very well. I think it's everybody's fault. The pitching, the catchers, I think it's a little bit of everything. And the Rangers have got to get better at holding runners and not allowing this many steals, because it made a huge difference in the game. Butler singles and immediately steals. Now you've got a runner on second base, and the little bloop soft single into center field scores a run instead of maybe being a first and second or first and third situation. So Robertson, tough luck there with the blown save, in my opinion. It's not like they were squaring him up left and right, but he does blow the save and gives up the lead. After that, Jose Leclerc, never a doubt with that dude. Of course, he goes one inning, gives up 2 hits, but is able to navigate his way. 2 extra innings for the Rangers. Gave the Rangers a chance in the bottom of the ninth to win the game. Festa did not look good today. Had a couple of nice moments there, striking out the first 2 guys in the top of the 10th. That's awesome. But in favorable counts for Festa in the next 2 at-bats against Brown, and then after that against Geloff, you had 2 strikes on Geloff. You serve up kind of a meaty sweeper middle in, and he takes it down the left field line for a double. First pitch middle in for Brown before that. Just interesting pitch selection and decision-making there for Festa and Kelly behind the plate. I did not love what I saw there in that sequence, but maybe it's possible that we're having some mistake pitches from Festa there. I don't know. I don't know. You'd have to ask Kelly and you'd have to ask Maddox what they're trying to do in those moments. But you had Geloff down 1-2 and you serve up a meaty sweeper middle in. That can't be the pitch they're trying to throw there. But it doesn't matter because Josh Jung hits a three-run bomb to win this one. So we're going to take that all day long and try not to be too picky. Oh, man. John puts it well almost every night. John, thanks for tuning in, man. Appreciate you. Thankful for the win, but it just did not have to be this hard. And we're going to get into some of those key moments that John is talking about here where it just didn't have to be this hard. So that's upcoming here in a second. John, totally agree. Just talked about it a few moments ago. We have got to figure out in the offseason what to do about this stolen base, this run game. The Rangers, one of the worst teams in Major League Baseball at preventing the stolen base. Winning ugly, though, is what you got to do. Appreciate this comment. Winning ugly is what you got to do sometimes. Rangers are going to go ahead and be thankful for a win today and a series win. It was not a particularly pretty win until the Josh Jung walk-off. Anytime you get a walk-off home run, it's pretty. Let's not make any mistakes there. But before that, the game was ugly. And let's go to the sixth inning here. Let's talk about that sixth inning. So we go to the bottom of the sixth. Bottom of the sixth, at that point, the Rangers are up by a score of 2-1 with a chance to extend the lead. Right at that point, I think Urania still pitching. Chafin going to come on for the seventh inning. But at that point, bottom of the sixth, Urania had just pretty much finished his outing. And here's the sequence. Dolly doubles to start off. And I want to go ahead and spoiler alert. The Rangers didn't score when they got a leadoff double. That can't happen. When you get a double to lead off any inning, you got to score. Have to score. Wyatt Langford singles. Singles. And they hold Dolly up. And, you know, Wyatt Langford on that single, it's 104 mile an hour off the bat. It's a right field single, so you got Lawrence Butler coming up. Butler has a great arm. Look, I get holding Dolly there. I don't think that was a moment where you needed to be aggressive. And those of y'all that have been with me for a while, you know, in moments like that, I'm a little bit more prone to want to send. But I actually agree, 104 miles an hour off the bat from Wyatt, you don't want to see Dolly get thrown out there. So I'm okay with second and third, nobody out. Again, I want to give you the spoiler alert. The Rangers didn't score in this inning. Second and third, nobody out. Josh Jung, not going to dog on him too much because he won the game for us. But Josh Jung comes up and strikes out on five pitches. And look, all the pitches he swung at, to his credit, were strikes. All the pitches that he took, they were painted. They were pretty much painted. But Josh Jung got a swing in those moments. Sorry, y'all. That Josh Jung homer's got me all over the place. I'm still pumped off that win. So excuse me while I get my words together here. Josh Jung's got a swing in that moment. He lets three strikes go. Again, all of them were on the corners or on the black, if you will. But you can't go down without swinging. Runners on second and third, nobody out. Ground ball right side. A drive to the outfield. It has to be a productive out if you're not going to get a hit in that scenario. Next up, we get a walk from Carson Kelly to load the bases. So now we've got bases loaded, one out. Foscue, a sinker on the inside. I can't imagine that's the pitch Foscue wants to swing at there. I mean, 90 miles an hour ground ball. I wouldn't say squared up. It wasn't like a soft hit, but not squared up. I can't imagine you're wanting to swing, though, at a sinker on the inside corner. So that's just asking to be sawed off, but Justin Foscue was there. And the third baseman, Schumann, takes it home to the catcher. Foscue able to reach first base. And then we got Leody lining out to center field. Decent contact. Again, not squared up or anything like that. Really, really painful sixth inning for the Rangers. Glad it didn't come back to bite them, but that sixth inning, I feel like I say this nearly every other show, kind of the epitome of the Rangers season. Seriously. Let me go to the comments here. Eighth walk-off of the year, second career walk-off. But it wasn't for Wyatt Langford, right? Josh Jung with the home run to win it there. So not a Wyatt Langford walk-off, a Josh Jung walk-off. So look, who cares? It's a walk-off, and the Rangers won. But Wyatt, I will say, worked an outstanding at bat in order to bring Josh Jung up. So Wyatt Langford, 8-pitch walk. We got to give Wyatt a lot of credit. So he didn't get the walk off today, but we've got to give Wyatt a lot of credit. If Wyatt Langford doesn't take that 8-pitch walk, Josh Jung never comes up and that moment doesn't ever happen. So I definitely think Josh Jung's going to get a lot of the love today. But the reality is Wyatt Langford was down to the Rangers' final strike. It was at that point, I think 2-2. Actually, it was 1-2. So Wyatt Langford takes it back from a 1-2 count and works an 8-pitch walk to bring up Josh Jung, who ultimately homers to win the game for the Rangers. Wyatt Langford had an outstanding day today. He's not going to get a ton of love in this one because of the walk-off homer by Josh Jung. But Wyatt was 1-for-3 on the day. He had 2 walks, so on base 3 times. Nearly hit the game-winning home run in the bottom of the 8th inning. Literally inches foul down the line in left field. I got to give a lot of credit to Wyatt Langford. Ton of credit to Wyatt for working that 8-pitch walk that brought up Josh Jung. And Josh Jung swung at a terrible pitch before he hit the walk-off bomb. Miller came back with a fastball middle out, and Josh Jung did exactly what you have to do when you get an outside fastball with that much heat. You don't try and pull it. You go with the pitch, and Jung, fly ball right field, 97 miles an hour off the bat. So look, going to my exact point when Josh Jung was up and when Miller was in, you really don't have to hit the ball, square it up at 110 miles an hour off Miller. If you just take the pitch and go with it, that ball is going to go a long way just because of the velocity in which it's coming into you at home plate. And I think Josh Jung is just a great piece of hitting. You don't necessarily have to hit it 110 miles an hour, but there's so much velocity. You just put the wood on the ball and it goes a long way because of how hard it's coming in at you. Great job by Josh Jung, but outstanding job by Wyatt Langford to work the walk that brings up Josh Jung in that inning. Yeah, Wyatt definitely just missed that homer by inches. Yeah, no worries, Baseball Network, by the way. I get tongue-tied all the time when I'm doing these shows, so don't even worry about it. Second career walk-off for Josh Jung, though. Good for him. I think it's awesome, John, to blow up Miller's ERA. I told y'all, Miller had given up some blown saves this year. Miller was not untouchable. He had pitched very well against the Rangers. That's only his second loss, but I'm trying to see if I can figure out blown saves. So Mason Miller on the year looks like he's only blown 2 saves, also taken 2 losses. I don't know if those coincide, but home runs, he's given up 4 home runs on the year. I believe he had given up 3 to that point. So Josh Jung makes it 4. I think Mason Miller is obviously very, very talented, very, very good. Rangers are able to get to him in this one, and how sweet it is. I'll keep checking comments. I'm going to keep things rolling here, y'all. We've been going for, 55 minutes at this point. We came and brought y'all all the play-by-play live for the 9th inning and the 10th inning, and it was awesome. We've been here for some pretty cool moments with you guys right on Rangers Live during some very, very fun Rangers walk-off wins. The Josh Smith extra innings win against Houston, the walk-off homer. Now the Josh Jung 3-run bomb to win it against the A's. It's awesome. Awesome. By the way, Dolly with 3 hits today. Can we give Dolly a little bit of love? He's another guy in the bottom of the 10th inning that extended the game. So we gave the love to Wyatt Langford. Now we got to give some love to Adolis Garcia. 3 hits on the day. Dolly had the Rangers, I think just like Wyatt, down to their last strike. Right? It's a 4-2 ball game. Dolly's down to his last strike. Seager struck out swinging. Josh Smith flied out to center on the first pitch. Dolly gets down 1-2, works it back 2-2, and then singles. Tough pitch, slider outside, right? Very well painted by Mason Miller. And Dolly takes the slider to center field. Nice line drive to J.J. Bleda. Simi is able to score. So you had a great 2-out rally here. Not something the Rangers are super well known for doing. In fact, you guys have heard me rail on the Rangers for how unclutch they can be at times, especially with 2 outs, just not getting the 2-out big base hit that you need. So for me to see the Rangers with 2 outs, Adolis, Wyatt Langford, and then Josh Young, all with two outs, getting to Mason Miller. Absolute highlight. Now, beyond that, Wyatt Langford, we talked about his day. Josh Young goes 2-for-5 on the day with 3 RBI, including the walk-off 3-run bomb. Carson Kelly, 0-for-3 with a walk today. Foscue, 0-for-2. Nate Lowe comes in. He is not able to reach either. And then Tavares, 1-for-4 on the day, 2 strikeouts. September call-ups, you had Owen White getting recalled and Jonathan Ornelas getting recalled. Of course, Dane Dunning was sent down yesterday, if you didn't catch that news. Tough for Dane, but I understand. We talked about how bad Dane has been lately. It was kind of writing on the wall situation, I think, with Dunning. Hopefully he can go down to AAA and figure it out. But look, I said it in a comment on socials last night, but Dane Dunning had an ERA below 4 earlier this year in late May. He threw 5 shutout innings against the Diamondbacks and had an ERA at about 390, and it just has not been good since then. Since that 5 shutout inning outing against the Diamondbacks, it's been pretty bad. Dane Dunning was 12-7 with like a 370 ERA last year. Dane Dunning was great last year for the Rangers. Big reason why they were so good in the regular season last year. Dane Dunning's emergence, if you will, contributed in the postseason as well. But Dane has fallen off a little bit of a cliff. We railed on Adolis and the regression, you know, Jonah Heim's regression. A lot of focus on the Rangers' offensive regressions. I think you got to look at a guy like Dane Dunning, who was 12-7 with a 370 ERA last year. And now with an ERA over 5, the record is pretty terrible. And now he's sent down to AAA. I do truly hope Dane Dunning can figure it out. That would be the most ideal situation, is Dane figures it out in AAA and he comes back with us next year in spring training, makes the opening day roster, maybe as a spot starter or bullpen relief guy. I don't want to see John Gray or Dane Dunning take that 5th starter spot role. I love both those guys. I love every Rangers player. I know that I'm one of those fans that gets on guys at times and speaks the truth through the stats. But look, I absolutely do not want to see John Gray or Dane Dunning taking up that 5th starting rotation role. You figure we got DeGrom, who, as John mentions, threw 2 2/3 innings today, had 5 Ks. His return is going to be coming up within the next week, week and a half, I believe. I am so excited to see that dude pitch. So you figure DeGrom, number 1, maybe number 2. Maybe you give it to Eovaldi, opening day starter. I don't know. I think it kind of depends. Of course, Evo, there's talk maybe he'll opt out and test the market rather than opting in to that player option that he has. But I imagine after that, it's going to go Cody Bradford, 3, Mally, 4, and then the 5th spot is a little bit up for grabs. Maybe Kumar Rocker, if he continues to pitch as well as he has pitched. Jack Leiter, I would be really surprised if Leiter makes the opening day roster and starting rotation. Maybe not the roster, but I'd be shocked if Leiter was our 5th starter in the rotation. He would really have to come on strong, I think, in order for that to happen. But if he can make it happen, more power to him. More power to him. That would be phenomenal if he can just light it up in September in spring training and make the Rangers opening day roster and rotation. I think Kumar Rocker probably has a better shot than Leiter does at this point, but I think probably a more likely alternative is the Rangers go out and sign a veteran, a guy that can be a 5th starter for you. I don't think Andrew Heaney is going to be back with the club, if I had to guess and say right now. Really don't think that that's going to happen. I think Andrew Heaney is going to go out into free agency, probably get paid. I can't see him sticking around. Not because he doesn't like Texas, just because I think he is going to want to maximize the dollars and the contract that he gets. I would love to be wrong. Maybe he takes a hometown discount and they can work something out, but I'm not hopeful the Rangers re-sign Andrew Heaney. With that being said, much more likely, I think, that the Rangers go out and get a Mike Lorenzen type. I mean, Lorenzen is going to be a free agent. He didn't particularly pitch well down the stretch for the Rangers before we traded him. But I do think that is going to be the type of player that the Rangers will be looking out for in the offseason, a guy that can fill out the 5th spot in the rotation. maybe the sixth spot too. I would imagine, the Rangers are going to try and do a six-man rotation next year, kind of like they did this year, honestly, at certain times, just to give some of the older vets in the rotation a break. DeGrom, Evo, certainly not in their early 20s, both guys in their late 30s, and you got to manage the workload a little bit. So I think that's a much more likely scenario, but we'll see what happens. I think it's going to be very curious what the Rangers do in the offseason. Now, beyond that, I think we can kind of put a bit of a bow on the game today. I don't love going back to the September call-ups. I don't really love the Owen White call-up unless they are just trying to do their due diligence. Let's give this guy a few more innings here and there. I think if Owen White comes up and has a bad September, he's not a guy that you need to continue to keep on the minor league roster or on the major league roster. I'm not super high on Owen White. I hope he comes out and has a great September, but I don't really think at this point that that's going to happen. Would love to be proven wrong, but I would like to see other guys instead of Owen White. I mean, for the September call-up roster spots. From what I hear, I think they interviewed Bochy, and he kind of said, don't be surprised if there's a little bit of rotation of the minor league guys. So maybe we still see a Dustin Harris type or a Blaine Crim first base. I'm not very high, though, on the guys that they did recall. Ornelas, I love the glove. I think the bat has to be a little bit more consistent. But Foscue, Owen White, I'm not super high on what I've seen from those guys. Foscue is hitting 095 right now. I know that he's a first-round pick. I know that he's a guy that the Rangers would like to see do well. But I'm not super high on Foscue at this point. I just feel like he has not looked good and not really had flashes of good either. That's not to say he hasn't had a hit here, a hit there, but it's not even like he's had a week of killing it. He's maybe had two games of killing it and then back to going over. But Foscue, 095, Owen White, I'm just not super high on those call-ups. I would have really preferred to have seen some other guys get opportunities, but according to Bruce Bochy, that still is in the works, and you could see a bit of a rotation of the minor league guys coming up to the roster now that they've expanded in September. Now, beyond that, let's go to league-wide stuff, and we'll preview the Yankee series as well. Not sure if the Rangers have announced any starters yet, but let's go to scores around the league, particularly in the AL West. Right now, it is a 3-2 ball game out in LA. Angels are beating the Mariners. Mariners are two games over 500, 3-2 game in the bottom of the seventh. The Astros. I think, did they complete the sweep of the Royals? Did they sweep the Royals? Yes, they did. Oh, that's ugly to see. I'm thankful the Rangers won, because it would have been ugly looking this score up and seeing that the Astros swept the Royals. Exactly what you don't want to check out when you're looking at the box scores, but it is what it is. Royals stumbling a little bit here down the final stretch, and Astros hitting their stride. Blanco pitches. Very, very solid game for the Strohs. I think the Strohs are going to be relevant absolutely in the postseason. Don't think they have enough pitching to go all the way, but you never know. Maybe JV, Justin Verlander, kicks it up a couple more gears. Blanco continues doing his thing, and that two-headed monster just eats. But I can't see the Astros winning it all this year. I just don't think that they have it. But who knows? Baseball gets a little unpredictable once October rolls around. Standings wide, let's see here. Let's see what the standings say at this point. Rangers are 9.5 games out of the wild card. So for the first time in a while, the Rangers actually have a better shot at the wild card than the division. They're 10 games out of the division. They do have some games coming up with the Mariners. I think after the Yankee series, they do have some games with the Mariners coming up. But to preview the Yankee series, again, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they will be playing each other. At Globe Life, let's see what else we got going on here. So the first through the third, it will be, again, Rangers playing Yankees. I'm going to go to the Rangers schedule here. It's just easier to check it out. But let me see who's pitching tomorrow. I want to do that first before I get ahead of myself with upcoming series. So the probable starters for tomorrow's game, if they've been announced, let's check it out. Rangers have not announced the starter yet. Feels like it should be Evo, but you know, maybe I'm off on that one. Evo pitched on Thursday, right? So Friday, Saturday. So no, probably not going to be Evo, actually. So we'll see what happens there. Ranger starter is still to be determined on Sunday. Gerrit Cole is going to be the starting pitcher, though, for the Yankees. Let's look at the Rangers' numbers against Cole. Yeah, let me check comments here on TikTok here while I'm looking this up. USC, who am I going with tonight? I don't know yet, honestly. I haven't looked at that USC matchup super, super well. It's going to be a great game. I would probably lean LSU in this one. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I would probably lean LSU for the win. I don't know what the spread is or anything like that on the game. Not sure. Would have to look that up real quick. If you know it, drop it, and I'll give you my thoughts on the spread. But I'd probably go Tigers in this one. I think USC, I know they're ranked 23rd, but I would probably lean LSU, I would think, in this one. That would be my pick. But tell me what the spread is, and I'll give you a little bit of extra on that one if I check back. Now, as I was saying, Gerrit Cole going tomorrow for the Yankees, and Rangers have got a few guys with some pretty good numbers against Cole. So Ezekiel Duran, 3-for-5. Dolie is 5-for-16 with a home run. Jonah Heim, 2-for-5 with a home run. Josh Young, 2-for-8, 250 career lifetime average. Wyatt Langford, 2-for-3. Nate Lowe looks like is 4-for-14. Corey Seager is, 5-for-19. Marcus Semien, 44 career at-bats against Cole, 273 average, 3 home runs against Gerrit Cole in his career. Leody actually is 3-for-9 with a home run against Cole. So the Rangers appear to hit Gerrit Cole pretty well. So could be a game where the Rangers are able to get some runs on the board offensively. I'm going to knock on wood, though, before I predict something like that, because we have seen way too many 2-, 3-, 4-run games from the Rangers. I don't want to jinx anything, but that is the probable starters. Again, Rangers still to be determined, but Gerrit Cole going for the Yankees tomorrow night, and the Rangers with some decent numbers against Cole in their careers. In the subsequent games on Tuesday, let's see if there's anything else in terms of announced starters. So Tuesday looks like to be determined on both sides, and Wednesday looks like Evo and Stroman are slotted. So Evo not scheduled to pitch until Wednesday, the final game of that series. So I think that by and large, it's always going to be tough playing the Yankees. Yankees are 79-58, 21 games above 500, two-headed monster of Juan Soto and Aaron Judge. It'll be a tough series, but it would be nice if the Rangers could sneak in a couple of wins and win their third series in a row. I sure would love to see it. Let me check comments here, see if I missed anybody, but I think we're going to go ahead and wind things down. I want to say thank you to all y'all tuning in live or watching on the replay. If you're not following or haven't subscribed to the channel yet, would appreciate you hitting that follow or subscribe button. And if you know somebody that loves baseball or loves the Texas Rangers, tell them about the channel. Tell them about the account. I would appreciate that. Share one of my videos with them. Let's keep growing this good group of people we got talking Rangers baseball, talking baseball in general. It's why I do this, why I love it. Getting the chance to chalk it up, talk it up with all you guys. That is what makes this fun for me. So I appreciate all y'all's comments and everybody coming back out post-game, rain or shine, win or loss, and supporting the Rangers. It's fun to do it on days like this where the Rangers get a big walk-off win for Josh Young. Rangers win this one 6-4, get their second series win in a row over the Oakland A's in today's game, and they will face the Yankees for a 3-game set. Hopefully they can make it 3. We'll see what happens. But I appreciate you guys. Hope you have a great rest of your Sunday. Hope you have a great week ahead. Come join us tomorrow post-game after the Rangers and Yankees square off. Quick comment here, maybe Leiter or Heaney tomorrow on Monday. That would seem to make sense. We'll see what happens. Tough for Leiter. I kind of almost hope that they don't do that to Leiter. That is a real tall order, Leiter going up against the Yankees, but it might be one of those things where the arms are a little bit thin and we have to. I can tell you right now, I will not be feeling great about a Jack Leiter start against the Yankees. Won't be feeling great. Feel pretty good about Andrew Heaney and Evo. I'm sure we'll see Andrew Heaney against the Yankees at some point. feel pretty good about Heaney and Evo against the Yanks. Jack Leiter, I'm not feeling too great. Just being real with y'all. But you know what? Maybe it'll be his best game ever, and we'll all be proven wrong. I would love that. But y'all have a great week ahead. Come join us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for postgame against the Yankees. And as I always say to end every show here at Ride On Rangers, God bless and go Rangers.